A lot of stuff happening this weekend in the area. We've got the Caps back at it with the Rangers on Saturday afternoon. The Nats host the Phillies. We've got the Avon Walk for Breast Cancer. And Metro has got scheduled track work that'll be closing some stations and affecting service on all lines. Joining us live this morning, Tina Slater, who is president of the Action Committee for Transit, a group which advocates for better public transportation. Tina, your problem with Metro is you want them to stop the work this weekend, right?
It's going to be a very busy weekend, and it's going to be a real hassle for people to try to get downtown.
Now, have you talked to Metro about this? Have you had a direct conversation?
I did talk with one of their representatives, and they just explained that, you know, they've got to keep up with the track work, and that D.C. is a busy place, and there's usually something going on every weekend. I liken it to, you know, doing a kitchen remodel over 3 years where you basically go in every day and you have to work around a construction zone while you try to cook instead of just like having somebody come in for a month and take care of it and then you have your new kitchen. If we could only put a whole bunch more money into Metro, maybe we could get it done in half the time and be done with these really difficult weekend construction projects.
But with all these things going on, what are the consequences you foresee for this weekend?
People are going to have, there are going to be a lot of people who don't even know that that their station is closed or that the trains are single tracking, and they're going to be at a loss.
You know, one of the frustrating things that Metro riders often complain about is when they need the transit system the most on a weekend like this, when you have the convergence of events and an expectation of great traffic, they can't use it or they can't use it completely.
That's right. It's very different. I mean, it's very difficult. It's, you know, it's kind of like walking around with a cast on your leg. You can't move very fast.
Now, they did have a period during the expected cherry blossom time where they stopped the work. Why couldn't they do it again?
Well, that was one of the things that the Metro people said, that they had curtailed it during the cherry blossom time, and they really had to get back to work. So,
all right, Tina, in an hour, hope you'll listen in. We'll be talking with Metro, get their side of
why
they're going to move ahead on this, and see if we can't help you get some more answers. Tina Slater with us. She's from the Action Committee for Transit. Thank you.